Hey, everybody. Welcome to Just for Variety. Today is August 17th, 2022. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. Diane Keaton. Yes, folks, the Hollywood legend, Diane Keaton, is this week's guest on Just for Variety. And let me tell you, this was some of the most fun I have ever had during a Just for Variety interview. I talked to the 76-year-old Keaton about her Instagram fame. She has 2.1 million followers. Why she said no to hard drugs, and whatever happened to that long-forgotten, never-released album she recorded decades ago. You'll also hear me describe some of the photos and artwork in my office, because the interview is conducted on Zoom video, and Ms. Keaton insisted I tell her all about what was on my office shelf behind me. In other words, just listen to me trying to explain who Julia Fox is and the time I went viral with Kanye West's ex. But before we get to Keaton, let me tell you what I've been up to on the red carpet this week. On Monday night, I chatted with the cast and creatives of the new Amazon series, The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. Morford Clark, who stars as Galdral, told me she was of course excited when she learned she got cast, but it really hit her later that day when she was attending a movie screening and Q&A in Toronto. I passed out during the Q&A. I was caught by a lovely security guard, Clark told me. I suddenly realized what a big deal it was for me. For more from the Rings of Power premiere, head over to Variety.com. Welcome back to Just for Variety. I'm talking to Diane Keaton. In the new comedy, Mac and Rita, a 30-year-old influencer named Mac is transformed into a 70-year-old called Rita, played by Keaton, by a shaman, played by Simon Rex, who she meets in Palm Springs. The movie follows Rita as she befriends a group of older women while trying to find the shaman to reverse his magic. Ladies and gents, here is Diane Keaton. Hi, Diane Keaton.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay, and I was just listening to your voice. You should do voiceovers.
You know, that's what people tell me.
But all the time, and you're sick of it?
No, I want a gig. Get me a gig.
Yeah, you should have a gig. I know, it's not a joke. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
That's so a great voice.
Oh, thank you. We're here to talk about you and what
you
I
really have to talk about me. It's not much to it. Let's get real. What have I got here? That's like, okay, but whatever you say, Chief Boss, you're the boss man.
What I keep telling people that this movie is sort of your Lucille Ball moment.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be great? I loved her.
But it's the same physical comedy. It's the goofiness.
Oh God, thank you. That's really very kind of you. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, how much fun is it just to be slapsticky and your
the
hair
best.
On fire?
Let me tell you, the best. I loved it. And the gals were great.
How did this come about? This is a fun, like just fun comedy.
I know. I don't know. I mean, go figure. You tell me. I don't know how it happened.
So how do they pitch it to you? So there's a woman in her 30s. She has to be in her 70s and you're the woman for us.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. I'm willing to accept that. I was with gratitude, actually. 70, you're right.
Do you remember when you were 30, did you say, what will my life be like when I'm in my 70s?
No, I was too anxious and I was too concerned by, you know, like, oh, am I going to get a job here and act there? And, you know, finally, you know, I didn't. Mm-mm.
And what is life like in your 70s? You are active. You have 2.1 million followers on Instagram, Diane Keaton. 2.1.
I know there's something wrong about that. But I really am glad that I'm part of it. I do. I like it. Now I can play around with things. You know, I have a lot of this, you know, I have a room. And in that room are all these black binders that I've collected over like about 35 years, you understand, of pictures that I've cut out of magazines. That's how crazy I am.
35 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so they're all there. So sometimes I use them and I'll put them in my Instagram things, you know, and things like that, because I love imagery and I love taking everything out of magazines. I avoid books, but magazines, any other form that gives me the, like the Sunday New York Times has always been a wonderful thing, treasure for me, to cut out the incredible images that some of these, you know, photographers shot. And so now they're all part of my library. It's so crazy.
I just looked at your most recent video and it was men. It's raining men.
And oh man, that was fun.
By the way, there's an old friend of mine from New York in it.
Good, great. Yeah. Like,
what is Doug doing in this thing?
Doug, I cut Doug out years ago and I adored him. Tell him. Oh my God.
So tell me on set of Mac and Rita, are you Rita? Is that you?
Yeah. What else am I? I mean, I'm not, you know, I mean, sure. I mean, I have a lot of, I'm a participator in the film, but no, really, I'm just another one of the actresses. And it was really a great group. And we were all just kind of loose because our director, Katie, and she really was fantastic for all of us. She knew how to let things flow and get, you know, energized. I liked her a lot.
One of the lines that resonated with me is one point Lois was opening, I think, the gifts at the bridal shower.
Oh, yeah.
She was very impatient. And someone said, she's old, so every second counts.
Hey, perfect.
But there's such a great self-awareness because obviously you are a group of women of a certain age.
Sure.
And does that scare you when you hear people say every second counts? I don't know why I'm laughing.
But I'm laughing. You're talking about me, man. I mean, of course, what am I going to do? Get all upset about it or like, no. Yeah, moving on. I mean, you know, yeah, okay.
How do you keep, this is your... I was watching with one of my editors.
Yeah.
You're doing this dance move. And I'm like, and I literally said, I said, I want that energy like now. And I'm not 76. I want that energy.
Was this recent? My dancing? Where was it?
It was some dance move. It's all over TikTok. Then you're bending down. So you don't even remember.
Oh, yeah. Was that on my Instagram?
Yes,
I did that. Yeah, that was fun.
I know people probably say it to you all the time and there's probably no answer, but like, what's your secret? How do you have this verve, this sense of silliness and self-awareness, and you're just living it, you just keep on keeping on?
Well, I bet so are you. Who cares? We're gonna live it on. What else have we got?
You're right. But that's the secret.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who worry about not moving on.
Ooh.
So in the movie,
yeah,
Rita does shrooms. When was the last time Diane Keaton did shrooms?
No, thank you. That was never something that I engaged in at all. Thank you.
No?
I missed out on that.
You weren't a hippy dippy.
No, no, I didn't like that. No.
Why not?
Because I would prefer just to have a glass of wine with ice in it. I don't want to go there. Yeah, I like ice. And that's fun. But no, that's not fun. That's scary. I don't want to do that.
That's your strongest vice, ice.
No, yeah. But I can play act it. It'd be fun. Then it's okay.
How much is it fun play acting being on shrooms? Is it just like go crazy? But there's also people talk about when you have to act drunk, that it's very hard, that it's not the easiest thing to do.
I'm sure that you're correct on that. But just mushrooms, I think, is just you're an idiot. That's all. I'm best at an idiot. I don't want to let go of my idiot.
You say that a lot. I noticed that in other.
But it's true. It's totally true.
Why do you say you're an idiot?
Because I am, kind of. It's part of the family trait. Yeah.
Does the director say to you, like, okay, you're on shrooms, just do whatever you want?
No, they don't do that. Although kind of with that one, yeah, they did, because we were, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how idiotic did it get? What are we going to see in the director?
As good as I could do, I tried my best. What do you want?
And I loved when your hair caught on fire.
That's good too.
Did they have a stunt person, or did you get into the flames?
Oh, I was in the flames. No. You're a tough customer, man. I gotta bone up for this.
What would you like me to ask you? What do you want? What do you want me to ask?
I don't want you to ask anything except that I enjoy looking at your window. So what I've surmised from looking at your window and you in front of it is that you live on a high rise.
Well, I'm in my office.
In your high rise.
It's an office on the third, we're on seventh floor.
That's what I mean. So I'm right. So you that's right. Where you are.
Yes.
And this is your office. What city are you in?
Los Angeles. We're right
here. You're in LA.
Yeah, I'm in LA. I'm originally from New York.
Yeah.
I've been in LA for 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
20 years.
Where do you live?
Live? Mid-city, like right near LACMA.
Yeah, near LACMA.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. That's good. I'm going to write this down in my diary tonight.
No, I want to be in one of your black binders. That's what I want.
Those binders, all they are a bunch of photographs, images cut out from magazines and cut out from newspapers and cut out.
You
it's
need
all an, about imagery.
No, you need an exhibit of all that work.
There's no exhibit for that. It's just me being obsessed and just cutting things out.
What else are you obsessed about? There's your snack room. We saw your snack room on Instagram.
Thank God for that.
She doesn't like walnuts. She likes almonds.
This is what I get for doing this.
Wait, but let's talk about spring cleaning.
What about you? Spring cleaning.
Mm. I like walnuts. I like almonds. But spring cleaning, you were cleaning in these gloves, cleaning. Either you're going to be smacking some CEO on his bare ass later with a whip, with those gloves you were wearing.
Oh,
black and studded.
No, I was right. I made a mistake with that one. It didn't work. You never know.
I was like, this is a different room for Diane. Where did those gloves come from?
Oh, God.
This is not where I thought this interview was going.
Let's talk about the photographs in your window.
Okay, yeah. Me and Barbara Streisand and Seth Rogen.
Wow.
That's me handing Barbara chocolate Hanukkah gilt, because the premiere was during Hanukkah.
Very good.
So I went to Rite Aid and bought her 99 cent chocolate.
Okay.
Mine and my husband's dog.
Oh, love them.
Then what is this interview?
I like it.
Me and my husband.
Oh, very nice.
There
he is. That's interesting.
This, I think you'll appreciate this, because it's
what? Yeah.
The first time I ever got paid for writing in 1991, $25.
Fabulous. That's amazing. What about the one at the end there that you didn't take?
This one?
Yeah, that one. What about it?
So this is, can you believe this is where we've gone? This is an artist. I commissioned an artist to do this. So I went viral with a woman named Julia Fox.
She's okay.
This zeitgeist. She dated Kanye West.
Oh.
So I interviewed her at the Oscars about a book.
Okay, tell me. No, this is interesting.
And I interviewed her and I said, tell me about this book you're writing.
Yeah.
And she proceeded to tell me that it's already a masterpiece. And I said, is it a memoir? She said, it started off as a memoir, but now it's just like my first book.
Hey,
so
what happened with the book?
It went viral. Like the video is everywhere.
What?
So I got an artist sketch.
That's bravo.
Okay, I got to get back to talking about you.
Oh,
because I don't have that much more time.
All right.
Book club. Is this the start? So yeah, doing a second movie. Is it the book club cinematic universe? Like, you know how they have the Marvel cinematic universe? This is the book club cinematic universe. How many do you have planned?
None. None other than this. I would say that's it, wouldn't you? Unless maybe it works out.
I haven't seen this.
Depends on who wants to, like, you know, fork out the money so we can do another one.
So where do you want to go for this one? You went to Italy. Where do you want to go for the next one?
That's a really important question. Do you have any ideas? Because I'd love to jot them down.
I mean, I feel like it needs to be tropical, probably.
No, I don't want tropical. And I don't want the cold. So let's just say we stay in, Arizona. You don't like Arizona? Okay, all right. You're rough.
Not what's going on in Arizona right now, but we won't get into that.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. You're right about that. I'm the wrong state.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I ask Keaton if she's ever been offered a role in a superhero movie. Plus, whatever happened to that album she was supposed to release in the late 70s? Just for Variety, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Just for Variety. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. Here's more of Diane Keaton. Speaking of Marvel Cinematic Universe, I don't know why I'm even asking you this, but I'm going to ask you it anyway. Have you been offered a superhero movie?
Never.
Never?
No.
I mean, just your gloves alone, your glove collection right there is superhero.
No, I've never been. You think somebody would do it? I don't think so.
Diane Keaton calls Marvel and says, I want to be in a superhero movie. Guess what? Diane Keaton's going to be in a superhero movie.
There's no way. You know better.
Why not?
Because I'm not the right person.
You in a cape and a suit?
You're the worst person I've ever met.
Do you know? I imagine you probably have a few capes in your closet you don't even realize would be perfect for the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You're on a roll. Can I just say that? You're on a big roll here. You've lost your mind.
But you know what? You know what's good? I feel like an idiot.
Amen. Welcome to the club.
It feels good.
Does it feel good to be an idiot? I've been it for so long, my whole life.
I love being an idiot. I love being silly. I'm a class clown.
Yeah.
I'm the person who, you know, sneezes really loud. People in the office are like, what is the sounds coming out of your office? Like right now, they're probably hearing me. And like, what the hell are you talking to Diane Keaton about capes? S&M gloves.
No, come on. It's perfect. Couldn't be better.
You know what? I'm going to pitch it. Next time I see Marvel, I'm going to be like, Diane
Keaton. Put her in there. Throw that woman in there.
Okay, now. What? One of my last questions for you. Fun question. Going way back. Do you remember the first audition you ever went on?
Yeah.
What was it for?
It was junior college. And, I was up for, do you know this song? His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round bottom boat with a net full of herring from the sea. Bum, bum. And yeah, so I did that. So they cast me for that.
What was it for?
I think it was Carousel. Carousel. His name is, I think it's Carousel. It's so long ago. It's like I was about, how old was I? I must have been like, I don't know, in my teens. Because I love music.
Well, you almost released an album, didn't you?
Oh.
What happened? Will we ever see that album?
Oh, no. It was not good, no. It was that's something you don't want to experience.
You have a copy of it?
No. No, gone. Wasn't good.
I know, but don't you want to listen to it now? Diane, that's it. You're gonna do a musical superhero movie.
Shut up. I'm just Who are you, by the way? Look how you're crazy. You better come up with something good.
This is the best day. This is, you made my Monday.
Well, I'm happy. You made my Monday.
Thank you so much for this. This was awesome.
Oh, come on. You're great. Thank you.
Oh, great. And next time I see you, hopefully it's in person.
Oh, yeah. Deal.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care. That was Diane Keaton. Mac and Rita is in theaters now. Thanks for listening to Just for Variety. Coming up next week, Heidi Klum. Find out what she has to say about the new season of Making the Cut and why she said no to being a part of Hulu's Victoria's Secret documentary. For now, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Malkin. And for all your breaking Hollywood news, go to Variety.com. See you soon.